WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The writer and director Mike Mills began his career as a graphic designer. His first feature was the 2005 adaptation of the Walter Kern novel Thumbsucker. Now, Mills has a new film, a semi-autobiographical comedy called Beginners. It stars Ewan McGregor as a commercial illustrator and Christopher Plummer as his father, who comes out at age 75. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
There's a genre of romantic comedy perfected by Woody Allen and Annie Hall that, when done right, can make you feel not just happy, but liberated. It's philosophical and free form, jumping around in time, indulging in flights of fantasy, like a first-person comic novel. With Beginners, Mike Mills puts himself in a league with Allen and Charlie Kaufman. The movie is marvelously inventive, and all those inventions, flashbacks, slideshows, even a telepathic Jack Russell Terrier with subtitled dialogue, pull you deep into the miasma of its tortured hero's mind. Ewan McGregor plays Oliver, a commercial illustrator who, as Beginners begins, is cleaning out the house of his late father Hal, who, like Mills's own father, came out as gay when his wife of more than four decades died. Hal is played in flashbacks woven all through the film by Christopher Plummer, but not the more familiar, sinister Plummer. As Hal, he's light and lithe, joyously uncomplicated, buoyed by his new life among the boys, in the open. He doesn't brood about the past or worry too much that his hunky younger lover, Andy, played by Goran Vishnik, is emotionally unstable and sleeps around. When he receives the news of his terminal cancer, he silently takes it in and says to Oliver, sitting beside him, "Let's not rush out and tell everyone." He wants to keep the party going. Later, when Hal is more enfeebled and needs to be shaved by his son, he wonders why Oliver can't find someone too.
Well, maybe you should take out a personal ad, you know, where you can explain your situation.
My situation?
Yeah. I mean, you want to be in a relationship and you can't stay in one.
That's your fatherly advice. Personal ads.
Well, a lot of people use them. I did.
What?
If Andy wasn't going to be monogamous, why should I be?
McGregor watches Plummer with plainly muddled emotions, love, pride, and quiet resentment over the plight of Oliver's late mother, who suffered for reasons that are only now apparent. It's a remarkably centered performance, giving truth to the suggestion I've heard that McGregor is the best film leading man of his generation, as long as the budget is below $20 million. He's adorably melancholy in his scenes with a French actress named Anna, played by Melanie Laurent, who was Shoshana in Inglourious Basterds. Their first encounter at a costume party isn't just meet cute, it's meet, oh my God, the cutest ever. Anna is flirty and whimsical and very funny, but director Mills wants you to see, little by little, that she also has her own family issues and is better at play acting than being. She tells Oliver that she likes how he doesn't really know her. Mills's wonderfully tricky syntax allows his alter ego Oliver to ruminate aloud on the forces that have kept him and keep him now from staying with a woman. He works on a series of cartoons depicting the history of sadness since the birth of the world. He narrates for us little slideshows of archetypal photos of the era in which being pegged as gay could cost you everything, and wonders if growing up in a family with secrets made him secretive too. He ruminates on how genes shape his and every other personality, telling Arthur, the Jack Russell Terrier he inherited from his father, that the dog doesn't really want to chase. It's just that Jack Russells were bred for fox hunts, and now they're best known for looking cute in movies. Arthur might have stolen Beginners were it not for a cast that inspires you to empty your bag of superlatives, not just Plummer, McGregor, and Laurent, but Mary Page Keller in flashbacks as Oliver's seething mom, and Goran Vishnik, who makes Hal's boyfriend both endearing and unnerving. The movie loses some of its charm as Oliver and Anna grow too close for their own comfort. But that's also the point where the title makes sense. Like his dad coming out at 75, Oliver is a relationship neophyte, a beginner. What a glorious way to end a comedy, just when the characters have to get serious.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.